My theory sat buried on my computer files. It was just a little pet project with no real application, just something I found interesting. It would be months later that I met a woman at an event who took interest in my perspectives in marketing. Victoria Duffy Hopper grew up in an academic family and also has a lifelong fascination with human behavior. She was the first to tell me about the limbic brain and the neocortex. My curiosity piqued by what she was telling me, I started reading about the biology of the human brain, and it was then that I made the real discovery. The biology of human behavior and the golden circle overlapped perfectly. While I was trying to understand why some marketing worked and why some didn't, I had tripped over something vastly more profound. I discovered why people do what they do. It was then that I realized what the real cause of my stress was. The problem wasn't that I didn't know what to do or how to do it. The problem was I'd forgotten why. I had gone through what I now know is a split, and I needed to rediscover my why. To inspire people to do the things that inspire them. Henry Ford said, "If you think you can or you think you can't, you're right." He was a brilliant why guy who changed the way industry works. A man who embodied all the characteristics of a great leader, who understood the importance of perspective. I wasn't any dumber than I was when I started my business, probably the opposite, in fact. What I had lost was perspective. I knew what I was doing, but I had forgotten why. There is a difference between running with all your heart with your eyes closed and running with all your heart with your eyes wide open. For 3 years, my heart had pounded, but my eyes had been closed. I had passion and energy, but I lacked focus and direction. I needed to remember what inspired my passion. I became obsessed with the concept of why. I was consumed by the idea of it. It was all I talked about. When I looked back at my upbringing, I discovered a remarkable thing. Whether among my friends at school or professionally, I was always the eternal optimist. I was the one who inspired everyone to believe that they could do whatever they wanted. This pattern is my why, to inspire. It didn't matter if I was doing it in marketing or consulting. It didn't matter what types of companies I worked with or in which industries I worked. To inspire people to do the things that inspired them, so that together we can change the world. That's the path to which my life and my work is now completely devoted. Henry Ford would have been proud of me. After months of thinking I couldn't, now I knew I could. I made myself a guinea pig for this concept. If the reason I hit rock bottom was because my golden circle was out of balance, then I needed to get it back in balance. If it was important to start with why, then I would start with why in everything I did. There's not a single concept in this book that I don't practice. I stand at the mouth of my megaphone, and I talk about the why to anyone who will listen. Those early adopters who hear my cause see me as a tool in their arsenal to achieve their own why, and they introduced me to others whom they believed I could inspire, and so the law of diffusion started to do its job. Though the golden circle and the concept of why was working for me, I wanted to show it to others. I had a decision to make. Do I try to patent it, protect it, and use it to make lots of money, or do I give it away? This decision was to be my first celery test. My why is to inspire people to do the things that inspire them. And if I am to be authentic to that cause, there was only one decision to make, to give it away, to talk about it, to share it. There would never be any secret sauce or special formula for which only I knew the ingredients. The vision is to have every person and every organization know their why and use it to benefit all they do. So that's why I'm doing what I'm doing. I'm relying entirely on the concept of why and the naturally occurring pattern that is the golden circle to help me get there. The experiment started to work. Prior to starting with why, I had been invited to give one public speech my whole life. Now, I get 30 and 40 invitations per year from all sorts of audiences all over the world to speak about the golden circle. I speak to audiences of entrepreneurs, large corporations, nonprofits. I speak in politics and in government. I've spoken at the Pentagon to the Chief of Staff and the Secretary of the Air Force. Prior to the Golden Circle, I didn't even know anyone in the military. Prior to starting with Y, I had never been on television. In fewer than 2 years, I started getting regular invitations to appear on MSNBC. I've worked with members of Congress, having never done any government or political work prior to starting with Y. I am the same person. I know the same things I did before. The only difference is now I start with Y. Like Gordon Bethune, who turned around Continental with the same people and the same equipment, I was able to turn things around with the things I already knew and did. I'm not better connected than anyone else. I don't have a better work ethic. I don't have an Ivy League education, and my grades in college were average. The funny part is, I still don't know how to build a business. The only thing that I do that most people don't is that I learned how to start with why. Chapter 14, The New Competition. If you follow your why, then others will follow you. Bang! The gun fires and the race is on. The runners take off across the field. It rained the day before and the ground is still damp. The temperature is cool. It is a perfect day for running. The line of runners quickly forms a pack. Like a school of fish, they come together as one. They move as one. The pack sets a pace to maximize their energy for the whole race. As with any race, in a short period of time, the stronger ones will start to pull ahead and the weaker ones will start to fall behind. But not Ben Komen. Ben was left behind as soon as the starter gun sounded. Ben